So this morning, I'm going to lead you all to do this four-step contemplation. So that today, when you're planting seed, we'll always remember to use our four steps. Okay, let's adjust your sitting position. Please sit one third in front of your chair. If you're sitting on the ground, remember to lift up your hip so that then it's easier for you to straighten your back. After you have adjusted your sitting posture, gently close your eyes and quiet yourself down. And at the same time, be grateful to yourself. You can wake up early and do contemplation. And even when you have just sent a WeChat or WhatsApp message to inform your seat partner. So when you're doing contemplation, you must be happy. And feel happy for the effort you put in to wake up early in the morning to do contemplation. Contemplation should not be anxious or pressured. And feel proud that you put in this effort to wake up and do this contemplation. Now you can gently close your eyes. Check that your eyes, your eyebrow are relaxed. You can put on a gentle smile. Don't bite your teeth too tightly. You can use the tip of your tongue to gently touch the upper jaw of your mouth. And make sure your head is not tilted too high or too low. Make sure your chin is parallel to the ground. And you can also gently roll back your shoulder. Then your back will be straightened up even naturally. Tuck in your lower abs. Your hands can comfortably put on your laps. Your palm can face up or facing down. Depends on your own preference. And now, we put our focus on our breathing. We will exhale first, followed by inhale. We can always try when you exhale. Continue exhaling until you can't exhale some more. Give it a final exhale. And then inhale what happens naturally. So remember, exhale all the way until you can't exhale anymore. Exhale a little bit more. Every time you exhale, followed by inhale, it's counted as one, and we will count for 10 breaths. And in the process, your mind gets drifted away. Gently bring back and focus on your breathing and start from one again. Let's try to count for 10 breaths now. Okay. Now we will go into the wealth abundance four steps contemplation. This will let us can plant more powerful wealth seeds and it will ripen up faster. The first step, your goal. Think about what is your goal. Use one simple sentence to say your goal, wealth goal clearly. Remember, must add the period that you want to achieve your goal. Second step, object and your plan. Today, within the next 24 hours, who have the same goal as you? Are you able to identify? If you want wealth and money, then, who else also wants similar things like you? If you want sales, who also wanted sales? If you want to build a team to help you to grow your wealth, then how can you help someone else to also have more team members so that their sales can grow or help them to increase their team members? If you want to clear debts, then who else has the same debt problems like you today that you can help? So I will give you some time to think who is your object and what is your plan. If you can find this person, can identify this person, remember you must check if this person is a fertile soil. There are four types of fertile soil. So this person belongs to which category of fertile soil? Make sure that it's not someone that you just want to give for the sake of giving. And then after we can identify the person, we need to make a plan. How do we do the giving? At the same time, when we are giving at that moment, at the present, at the moment, did we remember that we must feel happy about it? And not just giving blindly or giving it without any emotion or giving it hurriedly. At the same time, when we are giving, are we grateful towards the person? To examine this, that's why you need to start planning. To express gratitude to the person, because without this person, we can't plant the seed that makes us to be wealth abundance. So this is the content. It's part of your plan, and including when and where you want to do this giving. So let's give everyone a bit of time to make a plan. And you will understand. Since we're multiplying, you may not be giving a big amount, but the harvest is going to be big when it ripens. And if I understand gratitude, and I know that if I plant, I will get. You can add all this thing into your plan. Then this will help you to have clarity when you are giving. And then you will also grab the opportunity and you will give it happily and you give it with gratitude. And third step, action. So today, the plan that you have made and the person that you have identified in step number two, and now in step number three, you run through one round in your mind. And in the process, remember to check when you are giving, how do you feel? And do you give it a clear mind? And do you give it with gratitude? Check that if you have gratitude at heart. Do you give happily? Do you give generously? And not to give for the sake of giving. So, step three, you execute your step number two. At the same time, do a self-check. So now it's like a rehearsal. How would you do your giving? Because we have not give, but we just want to rehearse it one time in our mind. So let's give everyone a little bit of time to think, how do you give? And constantly remind yourself, must be happy, must be grateful. Must understand if you plant, you will get. And understand seed multiplies. And the fourth step, coffee celebration. At the same time, in your mind, go through one time. If you have planted this seed, planted this wealth abundant seed, how would you do your coffee celebration? For example, in your mind, you can run through one more round. Your step number two, the plan. And the scene that you are doing the giving. And your conversation between you and the person that you are going to give to. When do you do it? When did you give? And how do you give? And where do you give? Do you do bank transfer or you give it to the person personally? Or you put in like a piggy bank and you give only after 30 days? And how do you feel after giving the money? And must remember, you must feel exceptionally happy when you are doing the giving. And remember, be grateful. So all these things you can go through one more round in your mind. It's like to celebrate all the details. And after you planted the seed, how do you do your delegation? And who do you want to delegate these seeds to? All this thing, it can be part of a coffee celebration. So let's give some time to everyone to think about your coffee celebration and how should you how to delegate this back and who do you want to delegate these seats to. Okay, now, lastly, we will want to delegate the takeaway that we have get from this contemplation and want to delegate this takeaway to our family and everyone in the world. So we can imagine a golden light, a golden color light coming out from your heart, just like a ripple, and touches all your family members. All the people that stay in your city, and people from other city, and spread to the country, and the neighboring country, and it touches everyone in the world. And when everyone who get touched by this golden light can all achieve their wealth abundance goal. At the same time, we also want to delegate this wealth abundance goal . Imagine that you have already achieved your wealth abundance goal. How would that be? How would that scenario be? Everyone will come and ask you, hey, how do you do it? And then you share with them generously that you use 4 steps to achieve this. And through helping other people to achieve their goal, you will also achieve goal. And everyone will start to follow you and learn from you and treat you like a role model. And everyone start to use the 4 steps. And everyone can achieve their wealth abundance goal. And everyone is grateful to you. Imagine this scenario in your head. If everyone is using 4 steps to achieve what they want, can you picture this scene in your mind? And now, gently bring your mind back to your breathing. Do three deep breaths. Do three deep breaths. And you can move your hands and legs and open your eyes. You can do a stretching or if you are super cool.